Okay, 101 may be the final episode here, 49 or whatever. So in the last program episode here, I was talking about Dharma, and I was also introducing my book a bit about Puranic cosmology. And I said I will continue talking about Dharma. And the thing is that those two topics, I say, are connected, which someone may be wondering what I mean with that. Well, I also say that of everything we've been talking about here for these past almost 50 episodes in Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners, I say we are approaching very important things. As I said last time, not just for some philosophical knowledge up in the head, as some express it, or in the intellect of the mind, but which was much why I took this up, this path of Sanatana Dharma, Bhakti Yoga, in the first place, in my early 20s, because we could see our generation, you know, who were teenagers there in the late 60s, early 70s, or the 70s, that the world needed help. Something was wrong. Something was wrong in the equation of human civilization, especially here in the West. Or the East, I didn't know much. But I saw that, yes, over there in Japan and China and India and those countries there in Asia, they had another idea about civilization and culture and of reality. Because, again, the civilization we build becomes constructed from our worldview, our way of looking at reality and ourselves. So I hope you're with me that this is very, very important. And what maybe makes it more so and more relevant is that the situation today is a bit similar in the world as it was back then. Well, yesterday was the 1st of May, and I was down there just happened to walk by those demonstrations. Well, it used to be USA out of Vietnam, stopped nuclear power and all of that, what to speak of nuclear weapons. Now it's about Palestine, it's about Iran, it's about Ukraine. And we keep hearing, I mean, very strange thing. I mean, back then, to say stop the US imperialism was just almost a standard slogan for us youth. Now, I think it's coming up again, because now it's just, it just went into another gear. The American president, and I'm not going to talk politics here, but I just want to give a little bit of a updated view on the current situation. The president of the big empire, as they call themselves now, even admitted that they are pirates. They're taking over freight ships belonging to other countries, boarding them, even taking the oil of oil freighters. And these days, maybe tonight, according to some experts, they might launch yet another heavy attack, military attack on a country on the other side of the world, Iran, who hasn't attacked or invaded or anything, any country in known history. So what's going on? Well, you see those demonstrations reflect a bit of that, and I think this will become more and more. And back then, in the late 70s, we were walking around in this similar environment, selling our books, the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and so on, and presenting this as an alternative, as here you find the solutions even to these, this political madness that of course is a result of humans being bewildered in their worldview and their view on who we are and what life is all about, which is of course now even clearer, is about making a lot of money, buying a lot of cool stuff and enjoying ourselves, the spectacular pleasure projects. So that's why I'm getting back to Dharma, and that's why I'm sitting here looking into this book that, well, I say I just acted as a scribe. The source of it is simply there in historical facts and the Srimad Bhagavatam and so on. I was just doing my research and having some important realizations by doing that, which I try to share. That's why I wrote this book and why I keep talking a little bit about this. Because what this is about here is not about, I keep repeating, it's not about planets in space and astronomy and this and that, which it may look like because here you see stars. It's about the very realm we are in and the fact that there are other realms, higher and lower, and that is determined by our consciousness, which is central. We are conscious beings, parts of the original conscious beings, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan in Indian Sanskrit language. And when we understand that and seek our satisfaction and meaning in life and have that as reality, where we are firmly, safely standing with our feet on the ground of actual reality, then things start to work out. Then we will not seek our satisfaction or happiness by selfish, greedy means. We just care of us for ourselves and not about each other, especially not the ones on the other parts of the world, which we here in the West have built our luxury. Yes, in many people's eyes this is luxury, the way normal people live here in Sweden, at the cost of others, people, different parts, other parts of the world, animals, plants, and so on. Exploitation, parasitic behavior. So Dharma, I would say, is what follows. It's a social system, if you would call it that, based on this worldview. It follows naturally, and therefore I say this is a way to start, looking at our worldview. What is this world? What are we doing in it? And that this, what we are learning here, have learned here about Bhakti Yoga, it's not about some religion. It's not about some cool faith or fashion or whatever, or a nifty philosophy that we can talk about. It's really about real life. And that's what Sanatana Dharma is. So today we will talk about that. Now, next thing here is, and well, everything has an end here. And I've been thinking since last program, yes, I had a summer break from last time, year this time, which became a year of it. And I wanted to start now again. But then yesterday I had a serious introspective hour and realized that what I said last program, that I will run four projects at once, I'm just too old for that. I'm soon 71, and I've been working here to to keep Radio Krishna alive. It's now there on radio-krishna.se, the archives from all the way back to the beginning almost. And we have put it here in the podcast format on YouTube, which is really the modern, today's development of what then used to be radio, near radio as we call it in Sweden. And it's a fantastic media. So I saw that and I really wanted to show it, to make many of us see that. And I know that most probably of us old timers who used to make Radio Krishna back then have other things to do now, or felt that, well, times are different. But I really now speak especially to the youth. Here it is, Radio Krishna, Sweden, here on YouTube. And we have now something called the Sankirtan Foundation, which is going to continue taking care of Radio Krishna. The archives, we have a web server belonging now to that Sankirtan Foundation, where all the old programs are safely taken care of. The foundation will also take care of this Sankirtan in Sweden on YouTube. And you are very welcome to produce here, to make your own podcast, your own channel, your own programs. And this Sankirtan Foundation is also there, ready to help you to do that, giving the knowledge, the facilities. As I said, we have our own web server where it all exists. We have people who know how to help you to record and publish your programs or podcast. And we also invite those of you who have this knowledge, because us old timers, you know, we kind of have reached our end, our edge, what we can do. And it's up to you, youth, now. So here it is, and if you feel inspired to continue also this old, I mean, legendary tradition of Radio Krishna in Sweden, which this old man who used to sit there doing the night radios back in the 80s and 90s when I was responsible for Radio Krishna in Stockholm and then in Gothenburg. Please continue. It's not obsolete. It's not just something of the past. It just changed. And the possibilities, the tools, the outreach, everything is so much better now than it was back then. And then we were a team struggling and working and producing. Today it only makes sense much more of that. But as I said, I am coming of age. Well, I'm eternally young. But you know what I mean. And thank you. And I just realized I can't run all these projects, several projects, anymore at the same time. So I have to focus on my main mission in life, which I started with already, and some of you know what it is. For you others, well, maybe we'll see it someday. But it's a big project that will take whatever years I have left in this body and this world. So this is the final episode of this Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners. And when I made it to start this, it was a kind of also a project to get things going here. And I was hoping to, and I'm hoping to, attract other devotees to join in. And I'm quite sure that if just a few of us will help making our programs for Radio Krishna Sweden here, it will pick up. But it takes a few, because the more production there is here, the more it will be visible on YouTube and get viewers. I learned that, and therefore I didn't really care so much about the fact that maybe 50 or 100 people look at this, what I do. You shouldn't be too concerned about that, but just go on. And if I would have been 20, 30 years younger, I would have done so. But now I have to see reality right in the eyes. So, as long as I don't get overwhelmed with requests to go on, this is where we are at. And I thank you very much for looking at these programs. Hopefully there will be others here doing their programs in their way, because Radio Krishna is, as it looks like now, quite dynamic and open to your way, your style, your understanding of Krishna consciousness. And especially for those of you who feel that, yes, I want to serve this Sankirtan mission, I want to spread this beautiful, wonderful knowledge, I want to make this visible to others. And as we did in our Radio Krishna tradition, as you can hear here on Radio Dash Krishna, Dash Krishna Dadasi, there are many things one can talk about and say that are very relevant today, and I would say it's more so now than ever. And when things are going weird and strange in the world, and it may look dark, don't be afraid, but also don't just pretend it's not there, which is just another side of the coin of fear. You don't dare to see it. Look at it and see and try to learn how this Krishna consciousness, how this Sanatan Dharma is very relevant. How there are answers there, and not so naive like we sometimes did. Yes, beginners, you know, a little quote from a verse here and there, and look, we know how to rule the world. Give it to us and we'll take care of it. I mean, we couldn't even take care of our temples sometimes. So, I mean, it's time to get real. And I would say the work has just begun, because it's a lot to learn how to take these old Sankirtana, these old Sanskrit scriptures from thousands of years ago, understand the knowledge, the essence of the knowledge given there, and apply it in a relevant way to the modern situation, that people can go, yep, this makes sense. And you don't do that just by a little Sanskrit verse quote here and there. So, good luck to all of you. I'll still be around. I may show up here now and then. But, you know, to have a regular, ongoing, once a week productions schedule, it's a responsibility. It adds a certain amount of stress, and that's part of the learning the production, that how you can do it simple, effective, and still good. Again, that knowledge, experience is available. You want to do something, you feel the call, then just give me a call or write to me and get in touch. And you can get the help you need to get up going. And don't be shy. First time I sat in front of a microphone back in 79, I was so afraid. I didn't know what to say, and then I told myself, I will never ever in my life do this again. But you do it for Krishna, you will get intelligence, and you will find that you grow. As David Bowie once said, that if you find yourself on comfortable ground in your creative life, you may not be in the right spot. But when you're a little bit, you know, out on deep water, where you just lose the bottom down under your feet and you're a little uncomfortable, then you are in the right spot. Because then you're growing and you're exploring and you're finding new things and you're, yeah. So yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna.